Blog Talk
Radio. I like peanut butter.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack, the administrator of the room, tonight we got the Xfinity and TV Guide, the Konami previews, directed by TV Guide and Xfinity. We have some descriptions for some reason, plus we got this now, if I count the damage rating, try to better by tonight.com. In official fits of the Konami fan table, we got the wrestling report, and whatever else, because it's triggered by the loss of war. And now here, your host today, and you spend it, Bob and Hoko, created by Man of Theta by the Smoovex League. Welcome to Jitter Berman Presents Wrestling Rants. Turn Jitter Berman to see the back to sleep tonight. I'm Jitter Berman, along with me is the
backseat. Hey, ho, everyone. We survived last night's show, but Brain, you were missed. Wasn't the same without you, dude. So, next week, you're in Detroit. It's going to be a major blast again. I just have a feeling.
All right. Let's check, see if there's any breaking stuff. Because, you know, checking that before we go on the air is too easy. Okay, refresh to Nami 2000. I still have last week's article up there. Still waiting. Oh, wait. Come on.
Well, while Jay is getting the ratings and everything.
I don't even have last week's ratings.
Yes.
I don't even have last week's ratings up here. In fact, it looks like it hasn't been up. Looks like nothing's happened since the 23rd for some reason. Let me try to go to a different page on the site.
Yeah, because I got the ratings for.
Is that okay? That's weird.
Yeah.
Because I was refreshing the page and all that. Okay, now I got it working.
Okay.
Okay. Next week's ratings are going to be fun. Because they're probably going to be the lowest in the block's history. Because they got an Iron Blooded Orphans marathon this week. All right. Now, before we go on to the Xfinity Tsunami preview thing, there is something interesting to point out otherwise. For some reason, Comcast has the Family Guy episode airing right before it listed as family as a 2 45-minute ones. Or no, 2 15-minute ones. I can't say things right. Family Guy viewer mail number 1, which you could presumably split up into multiple episodes. And the first episode, which is less so.
I'm being stared at by a skeleton.
Yeah, for some reason Comcast says there's two 15-minute episodes of Family Guy on right before Tsunami tonight.
Okay.
I don't think that's very likely. Meanwhile, TV Guide has the probably correct schedule by saying.
Okay.
I know, that's weird, isn't it? Anyways, here's tonight's Xfinity and TV Guide previews of Tsunami. Because for some reason they have differences now. On Mobile Suit Gundam, well, let's do Xfinity first. The survivor animals who've gone to my blooded orphans, the survivors of the battle with the Brewers hold a funeral service for their fallen comrades. And I'm still waiting for TV Guides to load up. Come on. Loaded up just fine earlier. Okay. Meanwhile, TV Guide says, Tekadon and the Turbines take on the Brewers in a brutal battle.
Halloween, everybody dresses up, okay?
On Bubbles Who've Gone to My Own Blooded Orphans, after overcoming many difficulties, Tekadon is finally about to reach Earth. That's TV Guide's that's cast description. On TV Guide, it says, Gjallarhorn sets a trap for Tekadon and the Turbines, and they arrive at the Dork Colonies. On Mostly Gone to My Own Blooded Orphans, Biscuit reunites with his older brother, Mikazuki, Orga, and the Tekadon race to the rescue, and Kudelia and Fumitan meet a masked man. Meanwhile, on TV Guide, it says Biscuit rejoins his brother, but he is quickly nabbed by the Gjallarhorn forces as Atra takes on a fake identity. Actually, 1:30? Yeah. Mobile Suit Gundam Iron Blooded Orphans, the colony workers launch a protest movement which develops into a Gjallarhorn intervention, and Kudelia is drawn into the uprising. Meanwhile, over on TV Guide, it says the workers rebel against the Dork Company, and Orga and his team search for Kudelia. And I think they spelled her name with a K for some reason. All right. On Bulls of Gun of Iron Blooded Orphans. Oh, yeah, her name is Sotfake, I guess. Okay. Kudelia and Tekadon witness Gjallarhorn's suppression of the workers, which causes Kudelia to make a fateful decision. Meanwhile, over on TV Guide, Gjallarhorn suppresses workers in front of Kudelia and Tekadon. On Bulls of Gun of Iron Blooded Orphans, Tekadon's members tried to depart the colonies to finally descend to Earth, and so on continues to support the members. Meanwhile, over on TV Guide, a supporter reaches out to the as the Tekadon's members try to lead the colonies. And I'm also Gundam Iron Blooded Orphans. With Gjallarhorn's fleet blocking a path, Tekadon tries to descend to Earth, but the battle that ensues becomes fierce. Meanwhile, over on TV Guide, Tekadon tries to descend to Earth to respond to Kudelia's request. It's strange. Comcast's descriptions of Iron Blooded Orphans are more descriptive than TV Guide's. Alright. Hold on, I got a tweet about that. And that was your Xfinity TV Guide Toonami preview. You're about to buy TV Guide and Toonami and Comcast or whatever.
Okay, as we get prepared for ratings, yesterday on Last Call Cafe, we had so much fun we forgot to get to the Pope's picks. And as I turn on the light here so I can see it, after 6 weeks, 24-10-1.
Okay, let's do the ratings first.
Okay, let's do it. Ratings first, and then we'll get some unfinished business done.
That's right. All right, it's time for the Tsunami Fable. Come to Tsunami Ratings Roundup. Right about Tsunami Fable. Come again for the official Tsunami Fantasy. Just wait until next week. We're just going to be Iron Blooded Orphans, and it's going to be the lowest ratings ever, and I guarantee it. Because last year's, Atomic Kill Marathon did terribly as well.
Ooh.
That's right. At midnight at the Oasis, Dragon Ball Z Kai got 1,423,000 viewers, 851,000 over the 18 to 49 range.
Midnight at the Oasis. Dragon Ball Z Kai got 1,478,000 eyeballs watching, 917,000 of them eyeballs, 18 to 49.
12:30 a.m. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Got 1,094,000 viewers, 645,000 of them in 18 to 49 range.
At midnight and a half a.m., Akami got killed. 1,183,000 eyeballs were watching. 734,000 of them eyeballs were 18 to 49.
That's going to be fun to compare to the marathons. 1 a.m. Gundam Iron Blooded Orphans got 926,000 viewers, 546,000 with 18-49 range.
1 a.m. late at night. Parasite or Floaty Down South, Parasite. 1,026,000 eyeballs, 602,000 of them eyeballs were 18-49.
Hunter got 887,000 viewers, 539,000 in the
849
range.
At 1:30 a.m., Mishiko and Hutchin got 910,000 eyeballs watching, 526,000 eyeballs for 18-49.
Naruto Shippuden at 2 a.m. got 863,000 viewers, 532,000 of them in the 18 to 49 range.
And last year at the time period mentioned of the show that is mentioned, Naruto Shippuden. 783,000 eyeballs watched, 467,000 of them, their eyeballs were 18 to 49.
I really want to know why the Tsunami Faithful website wasn't refreshing for me properly earlier. Anyways, 2:30 a.m., One Piece got 761,000 viewers, 483,000 of them in 18 to 49 range.
2:30 a.m., late at night, on a Halloween that was out of sight. One Piece got 687,000 eyeballs, 432,000 eyeballs, 18-49.
And at 3 a.m., One Punch Man gets knocked out by One Piece with 740,000 viewers, 477,000 with 18-49 range.
And at 3 a.m., last year at this time period, Kill la Kill! 595,000 eyeballs, 319,000 of them were 18-49.
All right, let's check out the comments a bit. Our favorite spammer has come back with a new name. One Piece says,
One Piece doing badly. It's a booking deal and it's on in its place. Better show and better ratings.
Meanwhile, Scott, who is a man at the Tsunami Faithful website, says, your whole stick really loses any impact if you repeat it, regardless of how well One Piece does. This particular week, One Piece did great. Then Azure Beast says, damn, what happened to JoJo? And then Noir says, kind of sad JoJo isn't doing as well as they thought it would be, but things are improving next Saturday. next Saturday. Everything else is holding up great ratings between IBO and HX. AIDS are really strong. We're very happy to see. But yeah, I think people are somebody said the Iron Blooded Orphans marathon is this Saturday, so the ratings will be low, which I think so too. Well, somebody else said,
don't think so. Ratings going to be good for the marathon. I'm more worried about JoJo at the moment. I drive from Dragon Ball Z Kai. It keeps getting lowered into JoJo marathon. It actually sucks.
The other guy mentions that all of the marathons for the past 4 years had ratings below the normal lineup. And Skets again mentioned, it'd be hard to do worse than the Akame marathon last October, which is on Halloween night, but this marathon will be the true test of Iron Blooded Orphan's ability to keep viewers without any support from the rest of the Toonami lineup. Honestly, don't think it's up to the test, but the bar for rerun marathons is quite low, so it doesn't really matter to him. The guy who was saying, I don't think it's going to be good, said, I take it as long as it does better than the Akame marathon, I think we're the group. Well, Sketch, well, it's going to be hard to do worse than it came out last year, but I think Iron Blooded Orphans is up for the challenge.
Solid.
Okay. Oh, my neck. All right, come on, go back to the front page.
Okay. And
you kill him,
does that.
Okay. They'll be talking about Titanfall 2 on Toonami this week, which makes sense since it's an Iron Blooded Orphan marathon. But I don't care about that game, so I'm still not going to watch Toonami this week just because of Iron Blooded Orphans. There's no opinion piece. That's strange. Maybe it hasn't gone up yet. Anyways. That's it for Toonami. Now, let's go to a guest that is not usually on my show, but I'm here anyways because we can. Let's go to one Mr. Le Pope.
Thank you, Mr. J. The Brain. I did not make an appearance on last night's show because the Batsman and Tom had somebody from somewhere to not register, and they had too much. I don't know, this lady is a nutcase. Anyway, so with your permission, Mr. DeBlain, I will do my picks, and then the Batsman will come back and do his little shtick. Redskins taking on the Bengals. Both teams very good. Very good at what they do. Besides, the Redskins need to take out revenge on some team. They must start with the Bengals. Redskins by 9.5. Lions at Houston. I know the Batsman is conflicted because he was born in the land of Texas. But I was not. Lions by 3 over Houston. The Raiders at Tampa. Hey, no contest. The Raiders by 14. Jets taking on the hapless Cleveland Browns. All we can say is, good job, Browns. Keep losing, and the Lions will be off the schneid and no longer be the team 0-16. You will be. Jets, to help the Browns get the first-round draft pick. Jets by 5. And finally, the Chiefs taking on the Indianapolis Colts. The Chiefs should win this one by 13. Mr. Baxman, I do believe you have something. Well, gee, Pope, thank you very much. Now, last week, you went 4-0 with a tie. That's 80% accuracy on week 6. And after 6 weeks, 24-10-1, that is 68% accuracy. How do you feel about that? I feel really good. I felt so good. I wanted to celebrate with you guys, but you never called me in. But I did enjoy the show, but I do miss the brain on it. He is the straw that stirs the program. You may be host on Friday, but Jay is the brain for a lot of reasons. He brings a different light to your show, and I enjoy that. Tom and Jay have really improved, especially in this show. I kind of like Jay's show. He is a light to which the comedy just rolls. So, the brain, I'm glad you're back on Saturday, but we do hope you'll be with us. Well, we know you're going to be with Steve and the Backsman, Steve, Tom, and everyone from your perch at the Marriott Renaissance Center, the home of, and I hope they say this right, Yomacon?
What?
Yes, I understand you will be doing next week's program, both Steve's and your shows, from the site of this convention in Detroit called Yomacon.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or Yomacon. Well, I want to wish you luck.
All right.
Good evening. I wish mobile studio luck when you go and enjoy yourselves. Okay. Mr. Baxter, I do believe it is your portion, so please so to speak. Thank you. I give you the blessing, Mr. the man. I give you the blessing that I give everyone at conventions. Redite estodes tibiris ditacus etotis monocante chile let's chile e dragamboles zias, which means go, enjoy, and be one with your freak flag. Your fellow anime fans await your appearance. Be safe. Okay, thank you very much. The Pope, ladies and gentlemen, with his predictions, and next week, back at his regular spot on the Last Call Cafe.
Is he gone yet?
Yes, he is. And
all right. Well,
the only thing
before you continue on, Steve.
Yes, sir.
I am going to take up some time because we need to fill some time. By reading a list from the Book of Sex list. I think it's from the 80s. Let's see.
I can't.
Actually, I'll read two of them because they're short. First up, 9 popular places for masturbation. For men, in the bathroom, in the bed under the sheets, in the bed on top of the covers, in a closet, in any locked room. For women, in the bathtub, in bed with a vibrator, in bed without a vibrator, or in a plane in the washroom. Now the second list. 2 female chimpanzees who experienced orgasms. Nanette and Shuzhou. Hey, don't blame me for this list. It was Albert G. Gerber who put this book together. Steve?
Yes, I'm listening.
You didn't react at all.
I did react. Stone
I didn't hear any reaction.
Okay, my apologies. I was just ascertaining the whole thing while watching the costume parade here. But when you
talked the
said,
costume parade before entertaining the female chimpanzee to experience orgasms?
Wow.
See, I knew you weren't listening.
I'll just say this. Talk about going ape.
Hey, you have to listen to the show again so you can hear those lists. And then you're like, what? He said those things.
I was given the stunned look. I was speechless.
Well, that doesn't translate to radio.
My apologies, folks. I was speechless. I mean, the brain just literally blew my mind with this list of his. I knew he had brass ones.
The whole book of them.
Yeah, I didn't think he would have total brass ones, but he did. By God. Wow.
Oh, wait, I'm being told by the producers I have one more list I could read.
Okay, do it, pal.
8 pieces of gay clothing. Levi 501s. Adidas. This is a real list. Adidas. You know, the shoes.
Yes.
Bandanas.
Oh, come on.
Tank tops.
Uh-huh.
Construction boots. Jock straps.
Uh-huh.
Bomber jackets. And any black leather. And those are your 8 pieces of gay clothing according to the Book of Sex list.
Obviously, Birkenstocks were not in it. in that list.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyway, the only piece of wrestling news we can give as we continue to follow the rise and fall of TNA is that the total nonstop deletion, which was to be filmed at the Hardy compound,
it will
was
still
canceled.
Be there.
And, yeah. Well,
it's still
going to
happen. It's going to happen later in the month.
Well, unfortunately, they were supposed to shoot at the compound, but the official word is that has been terminated. That has been canceled.
Steve.
Yes, please continue.
You obviously haven't
please.
Read the updated report because the updated report says that they will be recording it there, but it will be later in the month than they originally intended on recording it there.
But
they can try to scrounge up some funds to get the roster to be sent there.
Okay, so I just written it down, so I didn't get a chance update it. I didn't get a chance to update it. Thank you, Brain, for the catch-up there. We should know Monday at 1 o'clock what the verdict is. When we get it, we hope everybody listens to Tom on the Radio Monday night
at
11 o'clock for further details and an explanation. So,
what time zone is that? The Tennessee time zone?
That is 1 o'clock Eastern time, my friend.
Okay.
But we'll have it not only on Facebook, but on my Facebook page. But we'll also have a full detailed report on Tom on the Radio Monday night at 11 o'clock right here on Block Talk Radio. Jay, you did good. You got me on an update, which I didn't have time to write up, so good catch.
All right, I got one more snippet from the Book of Sex list.
The light is off, you meant. Yes.
This is the first of the list of 98 synonyms for the vagina. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Ass is the first one.
Whoa.
Are you sure about that?
Continue.
No, that's the only one that the person I'm stealing these from showed.
Ah. Now, I'll tell you something, Brady.
You can get the book pretty cheap on Amazon.
I'll have to check that out, bud.
The Book of
Sex. I gotta tell you, this will.
That's what it's called, The Book of Sex List.
Book of Sex List. I'll have to check that out. It's on Amazon. Everybody go to Amazon.com and order it. Book of Sex List.
From like the 80s or something.
Well, yeah.
90 seconds to go.
9 seconds to go. Okay, I can kill that time easy. Or actually, Franklin Pangborn can. Franklin, if you will, please.
Thank you very much, Steve. You've been listening to Steve Brain Man presents Russell M.A. Hutstrong, Jay the Brain Man, and Steve the Backslide Backslide. Please tune in to Time on the Radio every Monday night at 11 o'clock. You're on Block Talk Radio for all the
news. Hold on, we have a couple right there.
You just get on the fucking radio show.
Okay, we just got a little violated here.
Hey, no, 9 seconds left, you fucking pervert. I'll tell you.
Anyway, you got something left?
No, we don't have a caller anymore. I kicked him off the air.
Okay.
You'll
hear
that later on when you listen to the show again. I think we should try to end the show now.
Okay, Pangborn, you're on.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. This has been a Mystifying Creativity production for Blog Talk Radio. Franklin Pangborn speaking. A reminder, please join Tom O'Neill for our latest in entertainment, sports, and everything. Tom on the Radio, along with Steve Baxley, Monday nights at 11 on Blog Talk Radio. Then join us this weekend for YomaCon weekend. It all begins Friday night with live coverage from Detroit, Michigan, as Jay the Brain Man comes to us live for Last Call Cafe, 11:30 p.m. Fridays. And then, don't forget, Jay the Brain Man presents an on-location live broadcast of WrestleMania, starring Jay the Brain Man and that's nice. We find lovers here. Jay the Brain Man from our Detroit Marriott and Steve Baxman Dexley back in the Jackson compound. So, right here on Block Talk Radio, as the invaders and invasion continues. I'm Frank with Bangborn. Good night, everybody. How's that?
Let's end it now.